The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
And you are listening to Medjanomics, and we're joined here with a friend of Medjugorje at the Radio Wave Studio at Caritas of Birmingham. The last few days have been very fast-paced. Of course, many of you by now have read a friend of Medjugorje's recent writing. He spent 5 straight days working on this, and oftentimes through the night, actually the very last day before it was published, he worked through the night to get it ready for Wednesday, November the 18th, and we have received a tremendous response to this, and people who are also printing this out and sending it to their bishops. We mentioned that it would be an actionable writing, meaning that it is something that you can take and do something with, not just simply spreading a way of thinking or spreading even a philosophy, but something that can physically be put into action. One of the things that a friend of Medjugorje wrote in the writing, and he was speaking specifically about the bishops. Now, this is coming on the heels of a lot of the investigations that are happening because of the election fraud in the United States. This is what a friend of Medjugorje wrote about the Catholic bishops in the United States. He said that they do not correct or admonish those, including their own, in the bishops' conference, who are walking toward perdition and who are leading their flocks astray. And he continued saying, Jesus often stood up to and gave caustic responses before the Pharisees, the shepherds of his day. Where are the manly guts to stand up and offend? Now, a friend of Medjugorje, you have written about these kind of things before, and over the past probably 5 or 6 years, you've actually spoken a lot about this on the air. We actually have heard from different people, one gentleman that used to complain a lot about some of the things that a friend of Medjugorje would say about the bishops. We found out recently, thinking about leaving the church precisely because of what the bishops have been doing. So what is it that you see in your spirit that's causing you to address the bishops in this way? There's a lot of topics out there, and there's a lot of issues, and people are talking about these issues from a lot of different angles, but why the bishops? Why do you continue to circle back to this speaking to the shepherds?
It's easy to identify that. AP National writer David Carey had a write-up today, November 19th, and he says the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops President from Los Angeles, Archbishop Jose Gomez, made a statement at the close of a national meeting just this past Tuesday, 2 days ago. So that's how fresh this statement is. And he talks about Gomez made an announcement for formation of a working group of bishops to assess the dilemma. That tells you everything. I mean, you're going to get a committee? You're going to go and assess the situation, the dilemma? What for? Carey's reporting continues. He says, some experts, see, who's that? Is that advisors? Is that other bishops? They always got to go to experts? Who are they supposed to be as bishops? Quote, some experts said it's possible the group will discuss whether Biden, a practicing Roman Catholic, should be barred from partaking in Holy Communion. If that's the case, why do you make yourselves look so stupid? The guy's for abortion. The ABCs of Catholicism, if you're for something like that, you can go to communion. Think about that. We're not being led by leaders. And this statement shows we don't want to take any responsibility. So let's spread it out to a committee. They come up with the dilemma, and that's what was voted for, so nobody can be blamed for it. Cowards. Total cowards. And don't say you can't say that. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are whitewashed tombs. Vipers. Don't think we can't say a spade is a spade. All I can say to you bishops, out of compassion and empathy for you, is you better wake up. Because the third secret of Fatima is coming into play. I want to tell you, if Biden gets in office, you're going to have Obamas, the Clintons, and others with them take power through Biden. That's what this is about. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to start slaughtering people. The hatred and the level of where we are now is very obvious. The anger, the meanness on the left. Look what they're doing. Just for somebody wearing a MAGA hat. They're attacking them. And you think that's going to get less if they're in control? How will that relate to the third secret of Fatima? Remember, in the French Revolution, the first people they went out to was the religious. A segment of the Third Secret of Fatima says, the Holy Father passed through a big city, half in ruins and half trembling, with halting steps, afflicted with pain and sorrow. I was just talking to somebody connected to Italy, and they said it's very bad in Italy right now, in the lockdowns. Afflicted with pain and sorrow. He, the Holy Father, prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on his way. Having reached the top of a mountain on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him. And in the same way, there died one after another, the other bishops, priests, men, and women religious, and various lay people of different ranks and positions. That didn't make sense until now. Because we got an angry, growing evil that wants to tear down everything of God. The weakness of the bishop conference as a body is expressed by defining, let's get a working group. As Gomez says, he would form a working group to address the matter. We don't need that. What we need is truth. Empowered by fasting and prayer and Our Lady's messages. It's very clear what she says. On November 2nd, 2017, she says, I see those who are doing evil because they do not have good examples. She's talking about those who are evil. She says, I see them. But the next words is about those people who not are being good examples to the people who are doing evil. The bishops aren't standing up to these people, up to the Bidens. They got to have a committee to decide whether or not he can get communion. And a first grader knows that when he takes first Holy Communion, they know they can't take it by sin. And if you're going to sit there and say, I'm for abortion, why do I need a committee? I'm asking you, who the listeners now, what is the decision? There's no decision. It's there. It's been there for centuries. And you bishops wonder why you're not getting respect? It's because you don't respect us. And you're giving a bad example. I want to read that again. I see those who are doing evil, Our Lady says, because they do not have good examples, which is a clear statement saying those who are doing evil is because of the bad examples that's been given, just like in the bishops' conference.
So truth with the messages is the power that everyone had a chance to read the past few days in the recent writing. And here are a few letters that people sent to us just about their experience in reading what a friend of Medjugorje wrote in the recent writing, which is titled, What Does Our Lady Have to Do With It? Everything. And that was published on November the 18th, 2020.
The first feedback is from Barbara, who lives in Arizona, and she stated, The Holy Spirit speaks through you the truth. So sad that our shepherds are missing the opportunity of thousands of conversions by not promoting Our Lady of Peace in Medjugorje. Hearts would be converted back to Jesus through Mary. Our Lady will triumph with or without the bishops.
Before you read another one, this is exactly what's happening. Our Lady says and tells us, you are my apostles. Well, the apostles are the bishops. They're the descendants of the apostles. And yet Our Lady says, you be my apostles. Why is that? Because she's having to bypass this gigantic, inept wall that's been built by committees, no responsibility individually, but only blame the whole thing and hide behind a body. So nobody gets accused of doing something wrong. The whole writing was about you be the pope of your own diocese. You need to break away from this conference. It's part of the system.
So Edwards from Texas writes to us and says, great article. Our bishops have really dropped the ball. Yvette says, my family and I were thrown out of our church for praying the rosary during lockdown. We were over the limit of 6 people allowed. We did not care. We were 7, and we were praying the rosary with the children. I have left this parish and have searched for weeks and found a great priest who speaks the truth. We drive 40 minutes away every Sunday for this truth. It's out there. Just search.
Aren't you ashamed of this? Shameful. The 6 members of the family, the 7th was a child. And they're kicked out? And you wonder what's going on? You don't wonder why there's going to be a purge of the church? A cleansing? I want to tell you, Trump won this that night. I had no doubt about that. He is the president. He is to stay in that office. And he needs to do whatever necessary it takes to be there. The question is not whether he's president. The question is Biden and his cohorts and the Obamas and the Clintons and all the deep state are going to be successful at blocking him from being president. And you better be on your knees, because bishops, you're going to be the first targets. Because evil's target is the bishops, because they have the power. They got the ability to change things. And the whole writing is, you better stand up and speak while you can. Because I'm telling you, if the gang of the Obamas come in, you're finished. And I say that prophetically.
This next feedback is from the United Kingdom. And Lee writes, awesome article. I thank God for you, my friend. I devoured your words. You have a gift of insight, which not many people have. God bless America and President Trump. Expose the rot and root out the foe. I am praying for your country. Please pray for mine, England, since we are sliding into a dictatorship. Mass is suspended until the 2nd of December here in this country. My parish priest will only open the church for 1 hour on Wednesday and 1 hour on Sunday for private prayer. I am very frustrated. Take care, my American friends. Be strong and courageous. I long for President Trump's victory. Carol from Florida tells us, thank you so much for your wonderful messages. Yes, our country is in great trouble. Our church is in trouble. But how can we deny our Blessed Mother? How can the church leaders not accept the miracles of Medjugorje? Hey, all you fancy princes living in your palaces, I will pray for you all.
That reminds me, going back to the family of seven, because the limit was six, they were told to leave. Let me give you some instructions. Turn to the priest and say, call the police, arrest us. We want to be on the headlines, standing up for our Savior that we're praying that you kick and throw us out. We dare you. Go ahead and do it. Defy. Resist, resist, resist. Be like the early Christians. You want to go to your judgment with that badge on your breast. What a wonderful thing that would be. We're doing that. We're standing up that way when we do. And I want to encourage you to do it. Let them take you to jail. And then make bail and call for a press conference. Use the incident to voice out the truth.
Sylvia from Pennsylvania writes to us saying, we've had a great priest for 6 years in our parish. He has been to Medjugorje a few times. He brought so much to our parish. First Friday, First Saturday, prayer groups, Divine Mercy, and was a great teacher to the children and school children. We pleaded to the bishop to keep him here as our parish was growing. He and the bishop bumped heads on many occasions because he spoke the truth. Our bishop not only removed him from our parish, but did not give him a parish. This priest would not be silent, and now he has even exiled him further. I have no respect for the bishop. He is too political and not trustworthy. He has sent many good priests away. I have not fallen away, but I have lost faith in our bishop and our pope.
I tell you what to do. When your priest, and we hear this often, is slam dunked by the bishop, get a crowd. Get posters. Get signs. Go stand outside the diocese office where he goes in and out. Call the media and support the priest. It's time we take action and take a stand. United Bishops Conference has a $22 million budget for 2019. What are they doing with that?
Chris from Ohio tells us, I don't really know how to say this, but here goes. Now I see Lucia's prophecy come true. The bishops will rue their decisions when they are pillared and killed along the road for their decision to follow Satan. My lament is all the souls they are taking with them. I worry about my sins that I am not aware of. How can these bishops not worry about what they are called to do as ministers of Jesus Christ? Please, dear God, help us, me, to stand strong for you, carry my cross and follow you. I pray for our Catholic Church. Sadly, I feel many bishops will not listen and continue down the road to perdition, taking many souls with them. They are only interested in the money that may be forthcoming from the Democrats for following their policies, a path that has been set for the Great Reset. And our bishops and hierarchy are leading the charge. Smoke has entered the Vatican, and now the fire has started. God, Mother Mary, save us. Thank you, friend of Medjugorje, for writing these words.
Let me say to you real clear that the devil has driven through the bishops and some bad priests, Catholics away from the faith, who wandered off out of the church or became Protestants. Even the dispensations we have, and after one Sunday, after another, week after week, month and month now, people are losing their faith. But don't let the devil use what they're doing, our leaders, drive you away from the holy Catholic faith. Defeat Satan. Be loyal to our faith, our Catholic faith, and Christianize it. Because the evangelicals and many of the Protestants are Christianized more so than many of the Catholics, because they give better examples to those doing evil. I see those who are doing evil because they do not have good examples. Be examples to the Catholics. Go into a church where they say there were only six people coming there. How many of you get together and say, we're going in there, we're going to pray, we're going to go in front of the Eucharist, and let the police come. That'd be national news, 100 people arrested. Go to jail. I'm telling you, if you don't stand up for these things now and do these protests by defying illicit mandates about stupid masks and all these things and social distance, and that is all explained and nullified by the writing that's just been released. So band together into groups and go there with sincere prayer in large numbers, and don't leave until you finish your prayers. It's time to go to jail and give those examples, and thereby, if we don't do that now, it'll be time to go to the guillotines. That's how we fight, because you won't be able to fight when your head's in the guillotine.
This next feedback is from David from Minnesota, and he writes, faith brings courage, and you have it in spades. I have ordered books from you, read them, gave a friend money to order 20 more copies of Big Q, Little Q, tried to get our priest to say more, but said his bishop would remove him if he did. Yes, we are in a war, good against evil.
There's one feedback that I have from Sacramento, California, in regards to the writing. She says, you are propagating a war with words and deeds, not peace, and then empowering them with prayer. I was very clear. The way to stop and not go to war is to stand up now. And this individual continues and says, world leaders, including Pope Francis, have congratulated Biden on his win. Oh, that makes it right? That makes it okay? See how warped some of those who follow Our Lady? Because the Pope said that and congratulated Biden and world leaders, that okays? The lowly, humble apostles, the lowly Christians stood in the Colosseum before the emperor. So I don't care what world leader emperors say, congratulations to Biden. Us peasants in the pew stand up and say, we'll go to the Colosseum. You're not going to change our ways.
This next feedback is from John, who lives in the United Kingdom, and he writes, at Akita, Japan in 1973, Our Lady warned us that a time was coming when bishops and cardinals would oppose each other and the church would become full of those who accept compromise. Conflict among our shepherds is sowing confusion amongst the faithful who are wandering and becoming lost. Now the church is following our Lord into his passion, and we must expect to suffer greatly. The enemies of the church lie within and without. It is an outrage that all Catholic shepherds have not called for the excommunication of Biden, a false Catholic. Joanne from Michigan, powerful, convicting, and penetrating. Wow, what a writing. What depth in covering all the points. I also want to make a note. At the end of the article, a friend of Medjugorje stated that they are not the enemy, but inviting the bishops to Alabama to help ignite the explosion of conversion. That's a genuine open invitation. They can work together for the salvation of souls.
And we're willing to do that, if you be humble. We're people of the dirt. We're at the bottom. But we have a lot to say how we need to be led and to bring us to conversion. Because we become experts through Medjugorje, through the Queen of Peace, for 35 years underneath her teachings. She said, I will educate you, I will teach you, I will lead you. And we believed it, and we're thriving. Our souls are strong in our convictions, much more than yours. No, I can't judge it, it's true, but your actions are saying this to us. Our Lady's tough on us. She says you can pray 3 hours a day. The visionaries even said, that's too much. She says, I tell you, even 4 hours a day is not enough. Our Lady in Medjugorje expects us to pray 3 hours a day, every day. Fast twice a week on bread and water. Go to monthly confession every month and carry the cross to always be in peace. And I'm at peace despite the unpeace that comes from the conference by its decisions. By Our Lady being tough, she's gaining numbers because these people, we people, our people, are deep in their faith.
We have so many feedbacks that we have received from this writing, but we're going to just share with you one more. And this is from Dwayne from Louisiana. And he writes, "Wow, what a writing. I am about to print this and send it to my bishop. I will be praying for him so he receives it with an open mind and a willing spirit. May God grant all of our bishops of goodwill the grace to stand up against the evils trying to enslave us. Let us also pray to Jesus and Mary for ourselves, so that we, together with them, may take our stand against this present darkness."
All of you, print this out, send it to your bishops, give it to your priests, spread it. Don't expect that they're going to be won over. But the least thing you can do is warn them for their own good, so that when things start coming unglued for them, they will at least be navigated back to the writings and what's said on behalf of all of us in the pew.
So be sure to spread this writing to everyone you know. It's an important teaching tool, but it's also an important point of action. And there are many people, friends of ours, who have spread this in their own ministries, in their own mission work, to their social media, who have received even backlash for promoting this or spreading this, but they're continuing to hold the line, and we certainly invite you to do the same. To print this out, of course, if you go to the Medjugorje headline, "What Does Our Lady Have to Do With It?" Everything, and that's dated November the 18th, 2020. There is a print button there directly underneath the Medjugorje headline that you see. Just use that print button there. There's also a couple of share buttons there. You can send this to a friend. You can share it or post it on your social media pages. And there's also a download button there if you wanted to send it as an attachment in an email to your friends. But to be sure to spread this to everyone you know, to all of your family, to your coworkers, to your prayer group members, and to all your mailing lists, everyone in your social media groups. Be sure to get this spread far and wide.
If you're aware of these times we're living in now, there's a book that'd be excellent for you. The name of it is Endurance. It is an incredible story of a British Antarctic explorer named Sir Ernest Shackleton. I'm telling you, get this book. Sometimes from a secular book, you can learn more about your faith and being a Christian than you can by somebody writing about Christianity. What he did is what Our Lady is doing right now. He put an ad in the London newspaper in 1900s. He wanted to put together an Antarctica expedition to make it to the South Pole. Shackleton was shocked at the response of the newspaper ad. And it read this: "Men wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success." Ernest Shackleton. He said of the volunteers, "It seemed as though all the men in Great Britain were determined to accompany me. The response was so overwhelming." What is the point of this? Our Lady gives us a difficult, overwhelming task to save the world. She said January 25th, 87, "God has a great plan for the salvation of the world." She's not going through the top of the church to do this. She's going to the bottom of the church. Will you volunteer? Will you accompany me? The outcome is doubtful. It's constantly dangerous. There'll be points to be completely in darkness. But in the end, there'll be honor and recognition. And who wants any recognition from the world when you can get it from the Holy Virgin Mary, that you accompany me in this great plan for the salvation of the world? Woe to those who ignore it. Tragically, lamentations will be your lot. Wish you a lady. We love you. Good night.
The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
This ends the Medjanomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.